of took my breath a little bit. I don't know about you, but getting into it, our God is so good. So may we keep worshiping him in a way that just takes all of our breath. Just as we're singing that, I just want to share real quick. Was saying, you know, these are the days of the harvest. We are the laborers in your vineyard. Yesterday, as I was spending some time, it was beautiful outside yesterday, right? And so I was sitting outside doing some quiet time with God and just seeing, like, you know, the birds flying. I saw a little bunny hopping and, like, the trees budding. And looking at that, I was thinking about, I have this little house plant that I am struggling a little bit to keep alive that I've been working on for months, and it's like this back and forth sort of thing. And I just thought, like, I have this one plant that I can barely keep alive. And look at all of this stuff that God maintains. And everything I'm seeing is this tiny little bit. I mean, this world is huge. So I'm thinking about the birds, you know. He knows their homes, like the trees. He knows their needs. And all of that, before we even mention humanity, who was crafted into God's image, like, and how much more he cares about us and maintaining all of us, like, it's just so crazy. And we get to be, you know, laborers in his vineyard, you know. So, yes, working the ground, but then also, you know, caring for the people that are around us and bringing them to him, reaping the harvest, like, all of that. How incredible that we get to be a piece of that. It's just so exciting.
Blessed assurance. great to be together praising the Lord in his church this morning, isn't it? This is a time of new beginnings. I don't think it's a coincidence that, we celebrate Easter in the spring when everything's coming to life. And it's just a time of rebirth and second chances. And as we worship this morning, just join me in prayer. We praise you, God. We're just so grateful for who you are. You are magnificent. The fool saith in his heart, there is no God. How can anyone look at this world, your creation, and deny that you are real, Lord? And we're just so grateful that you've chosen us, Lord, to be your people. We praise you this morning. We worship you. We pray that all the glory would go to you, Lord. We pray your blessing upon Pastor Mark as he brings forth his word. And we celebrate your communion this morning. Thank you so much, Jesus.
Jesus is in this room, here Jesus, we praise you for your presence with us. It's not just words in a song, it's reality that you are here in this room. You are with us by your Spirit. Thank you for the privilege that you've given us to come into your presence through your perfect finished work on the cross. Thank you that as you died on that Good Friday, that the veil was torn in the temple that separated us from the Holy of Holies, and now through Jesus, our risen Savior, we have access into the very presence of God. And we cry, holy, holy is the one who has paid the price for us, the Lamb who was slain for our salvation, whose perfect blood was shed. Thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We worship you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing the glory of the Father, the Son, and you, the Holy Spirit, to this place. I pray as we would open your word together that you would speak to us, Holy Spirit, that you would do that ministry that you have been sent to do, to open the eyes of our hearts and the ears that we have spiritually to hear what your word says to us, to remind us of the truth of God and to lead us to those places. Speak, Holy Spirit, by your word. We love you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. Amen.